Well, hey there, happy 2024. Bud, this way. Buddy, we're walking in Phoenix, and we're 10 seconds into the first podcast of 2024, walking down Coulter and Fifth Avenue in the Medlock District, going towards the Lutheran High School here. Yeah, I think it's, I'm not sure what this is called. This is Valley Lutheran High School. Yeah, baby. It's the five solas plus one, which would be six sola. Yeah, something just like this. So the name of this podcast is going to be something just like this. But it's the first one of 2024. So I had the Christmas gratitude. Thank you for all you listeners who enjoyed working on our gratitude. Let's work on our gratitude. Yeah. So I may pop into the school and see if the dean, what do they call it? Maybe the principal's office or something. We'll see if the young man is in. I don't think school starts till next week. So maybe it's just administrivia. So maybe I can just get a word in edgewise. So Buds doesn't care. Buddy's walking. So for the schnoodle walk, we're still schnoodle walking. Although we're a little concerned about Bud. He's probably 9 years old now. So Bud's hanging in there. And January 2nd, 2024. And what is the something just like this? Well, there's an interesting group I discovered about 3 months ago called the Chain Smokers, which are kind of like DJs, electronic music, but they teamed up with Coldplay, which is another group I don't really know a lot about, British group, but they worked together on a song called Something Just Like This. Very catchy, a little electronic riff in there, which is fun, So it's a great little song. It's like my new favorite right now. My new fave. And I kind of relate to it. It's relatable, very relatable. It starts out with he's, I've been reading the legends and myths. I've been reading the legends and the myths, right? About Achilles and his gold, Hercules and his gifts, Spider-Man's control, Superman and his fists. I'll put a link to the video in there. It's really well done. Turns out it was like in the top 20 of all time watched videos, of music videos or whatever. I don't know, I'm sure what, but it's up there. And it's a classic, apparently. I just didn't know about it for 3 months. And superhero, we're not superheroes, right? We are the hero of our own stories, which is a great commentary. And I'm looking for a garbage can because I don't really want to walk into the school with poop, dog poop. I got Bud's created, he's co-created some things, but I'm going to throw the bag down over here and see there. That noise was the bag. So I will go into the school and see if anybody's in. Looks like the door's closed. The door's locked. Keep posted. The door, I don't know if it looks like it's lock-a-doodled. It's lock-a-doodled. Okay. Nobody's in. School's out for winter break. All right, so that was a nice attempt. But it's the first day back at work for many people, January 2nd, 2024. And something just like this. What a great song. The lyrics go on to, I'm not a superhero, And then it's about a relationship song too, about where do you want to go? How much do you want to risk? I'm looking for something just like this. Dun, 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 So I'm not known for my musical qualities, but I do have the dulcet tones. So I have that going for me. And it's really not for me. It's just the gift. It's for you again. So I'm going with the hero theme, the victim theme, the villain parts of the story. And I don't know why Bud wants to come over here, but this all fenced in, Bud. I got this nice extended leash that retracts and things. So it's quite enjoyable to walk. But Bud wants to sniff over here. There's a garbage sniffing thing here. So I don't know why he wants to sniff over here. Bud, we got to go this way, Bud. We're not going over there. Come on. It's a dead end, Bud. So where do you want to go? Is it where do you want to go or where do you want to go? How much do you want to risk? So as we go into the new year, I guess that's the question, right? Where do you want to go? How much do you want to risk? So may you find the balance of appropriate amount of risk, whatever the, you know, that means. But it is something just like this. So we want to discover that place. I think some people call it alignment. You get alignment with your strengths, your soul, your spirit aligned in your life. But it's a relationship song, you know? A guy and a girl, they figure out a plan and they just enjoy it. Every plan, no matter how basic, like going to the grocery store, has an element of risk to it, especially in today's world with cars and things. Which, oh, I just triggered myself. I'm easily triggered. And I'm also entertaining myself. That's a description that fits me pretty well. I like to entertain myself. And I hope along the way that I entertain you. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to a possible listener who described me as the most self-aware person she's ever met. Self-awareness. Well, I don't know. Self-awareness. Each of us has so much depth that we probably will never achieve full self-awareness, but there you go. So let me check if I'm still recording. I stick the phone in my pocket and I never know. Yes, we're at 7 minutes and 48 seconds right now and it's still going. Yeah. So I'm walking down Coulter here into the east direction towards Central. You can see Camelback Mountain in the horizon, just a little bit of it. It's a little bit hazy today, a little bit hazy. But yeah, everything has risk. Do you want to go to the grocery store? Yeah, there's some risk. Where do you want to go? Grocery store. How much do you want to risk? Well, maybe I'll take a Waymo. A Waymo is a driverless car. Yeah, yeah. I posted that up on Facebook and I enjoy it because I'm a techie guy, kind of a tech dude. So the car just drives you. Computer, pretty amazing. Right there on the ground. And the car releases the need to understand it all. It just has sensors to see what other traffic's out there, people walking. And it does a good job of avoiding collisions. And that's my number one goal. And when I drive personally, is just don't hit anything. So if you don't hit anything, that's good. But there's always a risk of hitting something. So here comes some. Morning, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your grandson,
he also probably has a diaper. See, this is my dog's diaper.
I understand.
Yeah. Where are you from? What country?
We are from Albania.
Where?
Albania.
Albania. Wait.
Albania.
A-L. A-L, not E-L.
Yes, A-L.
Albania.
Albania is very close to Italy and Greece.
Greece, okay.
And Italy.
Yeah.
Balkan.
Is that so? What's that little sea to the right of Italy?
Adriatic.
Adriatic.
Antion.
So everybody likes to go to Split, Croatia now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are very close. We are not so far from that.
Where are you? Not north?
We are in the south.
South of from yeah, Split.
Of, yes.
From Split, yeah. But on the Adriatic.
Montenegro.
We have the Adriatic Sea, our coast, from the north, maybe up to close to the south, and it is Ion Sea.
So very close to the Greeks.
Hey,
so you kind of what? You had the Greeks and the Romans, right?
Yeah.
So they kind of go through there, huh?
Yeah, we have Greek in this side, we have Italy in this side.
Who do you identify with more, Greeks or Romans?
Με και ιδεντιφικόμαι με σούθετ, με Ρώμα, με Ρώμαν από με Γκρίκο.
Με Ρώμαν.
Ρώμαν, okay, all right.
Ρώμα.
Yeah.
Albania is a very small city, country, but we like...
Was it part of Yugoslavia or no?
No.
Was it part of some other country?
No.
Albania always independent?
Albania is a very ancient country.
Yeah.
Very ancient.
Hey.
Yes, we are.
How long in Phoenix?
Yeah.
More than 3 months.
That's it?
Yeah, and it is for the fourth time here.
Oh, fourth time.
Yes.
Are you just... Do you just visit for a week or you stay here now?
We are staying here maybe until February.
Yeah, nice.
We got green card.
Yeah.
And we do not know how to respect the rules of green card. So we have to get a lot of information to respect everything and maybe to come up time after time.
No worry. I'm American. U.S., born in Chicago, but I lived 5 years in Berlin, Germany.
I have been in Berlin.
So the Germans, you know, they have the rules more than we have rules, right? The Germans. So I had to have a residence permit, you know, and a work permit. So I worked in Germany. So the Germans are okay, you know, they're very rules, right?
I know. I have a friend, German friend,
yeah,
and I know her very well. He understands English, but
it's hard to speak it. Yeah.
Yes.
So you have families, grands.
He's our first grandson. I have two daughters. We have two daughters. Two
girls.
The first one is his mother.
Yeah.
And we have another one who is working in Luxembourg.
Luxembourg, huh? That very nice.
3 years and more, and she has a regular contract, a resident permit, and she is very good doing there. And she likes to come here, but it's not so easy.
Yeah, but this mother is here.
She's here
permanently. Yeah.
Permanently.
Yeah, good.
For more than 7 years.
So wow, yeah.
The husband, her husband, is here more than. He now is 35, and when he was 17, he came here with his family.
Albanian. Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay, I have to learn. I have to learn about Albania then.
Why not? It's interesting country. So the last summer, it was a boom of tourists from all the world.
Yeah.
And it was also a lot of, you know, in media and in TVs, and because it's a country in development.
Yeah.
So that's why you as an American, for example, who are so far from us in everything, I think, maybe you want to have or to see how your parents, because we are in that stage, I can say, not exactly, but as it is a small country, maybe you do not know the history. We have been closed for more than 50 years.
Was it the communists? What? So
Enver Hoxha?
Who was the guy around you?
Enver Hoxha, he was the leader of one communist party.
Okay.
And he kept the
All right, he goes a little
he
bit.
He kept all the whole country closed for 50 years.
50 years, like East Germany.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Czech Republic.
Yes.
Yeah. Poland.
We had the same history.
Same. Yeah.
And it is so sad. I am more than 60 now.
Yeah.
And
you grew up in that.
My life is divided in two periods.
Yeah,
very important periods for me. And imagine my head.
Yeah, yeah.
30 years in that period.
Yeah.
And 30, more than 30 in after communism.
Okay.
And it's not so easy to change and to adapt. And so it's really a mess in our hands. When we talk with our children, sometimes they do not understand.
Yeah.
They do not... She so care about his son and please, why? And how you have been growing up us, you cannot imagine. We didn't have washing machine, we didn't have refrigerator, we didn't have what's that, conditioner air, and we didn't have many things, but we managed. Here, you see how you are developed,
yeah,
and how good you are.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Berlin, of course, mm-hmm, from 1993 to 98, so it's 5 years after the wall, reunification. My German teacher was from East Berlin, so she was communist,
yeah,
right? So I had a communist teacher.
Okay.
She's very good. Her husband was the literature professor for Humboldt University in Berlin.
Okay.
So he was way up here.
Yes.
But when the wall came down, came way down. So he went from teaching the smartest students in East Germany,
I imagine,
all the way down to teaching me how to say Guten Morgen.
Good morning.
So he had a hard time,
I imagine,
right? His wife, she also taught professor literature, very smart, both of them very smart, but she adapted better, you know?
I studied for English.
Okay.
And for high school, it was very difficult for my father, because he said that, why are you going to teach English? Because it's not allowed to speak English.
Right.
And it was really strange. I finished for English, the studies, in my native city, it's a grave of our historic hero, and many tourists come to this place to visit, and when I saw foreigners approaching that place, I was eager to go and to translate something for them, but I was afraid.
Okay.
I was afraid because if somebody in that level, yeah, could see me, I was immediately in prison.
Oh.
Yes.
Just for English. Well, did you have to secretly study?
It was not a secret, but I was not allowed to practice it.
Oh.
Only in school.
You could study it in school, huh?
Yes, I could. I was a teacher.
Yeah.
I worked as a teacher for 13 years. Then I changed.
Okay.
But I was not allowed to speak with the foreigners out. I was afraid, not allowed. I was afraid because my father was afraid, saying that, please.
So the world, the whole world, needs to hear your story, right?
Yeah,
you're going to write a book or anything?
My life is full of stories.
Yeah.
This is one story.
Yeah.
But for more than 20 years, I have been working with girls and women in need.
Yeah.
Who have been experiencing very hard experiences in prostitution.
Yeah.
Violence, domestic violence.
Yeah.
Very, very...
So we say in English a traumatic experience, right?
Traumatic.
And traumatic and recovery from trauma.
This was
right?
my position.
Okay.
To try them, to teach them how to recover, how to restart a new year.
So do you know all about treatments for this?
I know.
Yeah? Do you know the what EMDR? Do you know that one?
No.
EMDR, it's called a little light, and they shine a light in your eye. And a lot of people don't think it works, but it does work.
Uh-huh.
And it helps you with subconscious mind, right?
Okay.
So when you experience trauma as a child, or woman,
it is
rape, it helps you clean your brain a little bit. So you look up EIEMDR. I think it's eye motion something. EMDR. And even there's a famous doctor, Koch or something, in New York City. So he worked with trauma because Vietnam War young men, they go to Vietnam.
Yes.
So they have PTSD, you've probably heard, right?
Post-traumatic stress.
Yeah. So even women get it, children have that,
yes,
right? So he studied, he's a psychologist, doctor, smart man.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book called The Body Keeps the Score. The body,
yes.
The body keeps the score. Keeps the score is kind of American English. It means like there's a scoreboard, but your body will tell you where you are at.
Yes.
So the body, if the body is, then the score is very low, right?
Imagine.
Yeah. So a very good book, very long book about trauma. So if that's your other life specialty, it's a good book to read. A long one, but your other story too about the switch from communism to freedom. I call it freedom.
Yeah, it is freedom.
So what the my other there was two German teachers, both East German communists. This one was 60 years old. The other one was 25. The young one, I said to the young one, 25 in 1994, I said, "Isn't it great? You can travel anywhere in the world." And she looked at me and she smiled, "Not everything is better now." But she was only 3 years from, and I think her father was way up in the Communist Party, right? So she had a better life here at communism, and now she had to work as a teacher, you know.
Yeah, it is interesting, and it's very good to meet people like you to chase this kind of stories and to learn from each other. But we really have had a very hard period with communism period.
Yeah.
And I imagine my parents, how they work and about their salary and about what we had in our houses, how we were grown up. We are four children in my family, and I am the only one who could finish the high school, the university, okay. Not high school, because my father could not afford.
Yeah.
And my youngest sister, I remember, she wanted to go to school, but she didn't win what she wanted. I mean, the subject.
Yeah.
And that's why she stopped. She finished the high school and she stopped. Then I went to the high school and she had to work for me.
Okay.
And now at this age, she said to me, "You have to pay me back. Right. You have to pay me back for the work I have done at that time." And I said, "Yes, you're so right, and I feel it." And at that time, when we talk about this, my children were not in this position that they are now. And I said to her, "Please wait some years. I have to do everything for my children. Then I'll come back to you."
Okay.
And I think it's the time to go back to them.
Yeah.
And in not maybe paying money, but in other ways.
So. Lovely story. And the washer machine. See, I have more business myself. I'm a little more business oriented. So I see the washing machine in the US, like, why did you not have a washing machine? Well, it's communism, right? So in this system, somebody says, if I make a washing machine, I can sell it to you for money, right? So this money thing and exchange, I build you a washing machine, you give me money, then I do this.
Yeah.
So this exchange is what happens.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite museums is in Berlin. It's called the DDR Museum in downtown Berlin.
Uh-huh.
So you may go to Berlin again, probably, right? What do you think?
Okay.
Do you go back to Berlin or?
No, I was there for working experience
with
different organizations. As we were in that kind of field, working for domestic violence cases and prostitution, we had contacts with different organizations in the whole Europe. So we went back and forth to teaching only for that, not for any other purpose in Berlin.
So if you ever do go, there's a museum called the DDR Museum, which is the Deutsche Demokratische Republik. Which was the DDR is the East Germans.
Okay.
They have a museum and they have an automobile in there called a Trabant. A very terrible car, very bad, but that's the only car you could buy in East Germany or get. You would, and you had to wait 14 years to get a car, right? So I look at this is why politics to me, I say, is so important, because German culture is, you know, fairly good. It's very engineering, building cars. But the West Germans ended up free and they could build Mercedes and BMW and Audi and Porsche. But the East Germans, same culture, same language, right? But they couldn't, they build this crappy car, you know, lousy car, right? So people, especially Americans, so I am American, USA, we have big political problems right now, right? Right? So I don't think people realize the difference in freedom versus, you know, the government trying to control everything, right? Yeah, so I don't like the government controlling everything.
We were.
Yeah. So we need to hear your voice. We need to hear your voice.
Thank you. I was very lucky. I think that I have met a lot of people from other countries and I have learned. Since I stopped working as a teacher, I have had a lot of other friends from different parts of the world, and I was so eager to learn about freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a a friend. He's so nice, a doctor by profession, but he's been working in Albania just after communism, and he was a part of organization working with, he was our director. And when he left, because in 1997, it was a civil war in my country.
Okay.
And they left because the Albanians, I am sorry to say, but they stole everything from them, the cars, the house, and everything. And they were, it was fear for them to leave for a moment. And I kept contact with this person. He's 80 years old okay. now. And when I moved from my native town to the capital of Albania, I didn't have money to buy an apartment. This right. person supported me.
Okay.
And he said, he gave me some money that I need at the time. And he said, you can give back this money whenever you can.
Okay. Okay.
But it was, I wanted to be so strict with him. And every time that I could save some money,
yeah.
I put in an envelope and thank you note. And it was. And it came. A moment came when he said, stop, I don't want more.
Okay.
It was half of the amount.
yeah.
to be honest, I said, did I hear it well?
Okay.
Because in fact, I was working as a teacher and not a big salary. Huh?
Right, right.
I could not save a lot of money for
right,
him.
Right, right, right.
And then I said, yes, and I start to cry.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to cry for that moment.
Right.
And he said, no, don't worry, please, don't worry. When you have that. And he never got that. And
okay.
he said, why? I didn't get this money, not because I do not need them, but because you are doing this kind of work with the girls and women.
Yeah.
I am not maybe I do not go directly to them, but I'm supporting you, that are yeah. supporting this group of people.
Yeah.
And in a way, he made me feeling much more, not happy, so happy, but
comfortable, yeah.
Comfortable, relaxed, and maybe 1 week I didn't sleep, seeing that yeah. was it true? Because nobody can help you in such a way.
Right.
But he did it.
Okay.
And for Christmas, I got a message from this person.
Yeah.
He was a very kind person.
So you go back to Albania.
Yes.
Yeah. So I ask you to do one thing before you go back. Have you seen the computer cars that drive around?
Yes.
Have you gone in one yet?
No.
Have your daughter, have no. you and your husband go in one?
No, just, never.
Uh-huh. You've seen them, right?
We have seen them.
So you have a phone. Your daughter has
yes,
a phone.
Yes.
It's called Waymo, Waymo. Waymo.
Uh-huh.
It's like Uber and Lyft.
Okay.
And it's a computer. It comes to
I
you
yes.
and take you. But you don't
yes.
have to go too far.
Uh-huh.
Just go yeah, one or 2 miles.
Yes.
The car drives itself to you.
Yes.
And
I
then
know.
Then
I have
you
seen.
Then you go in.
Yes.
And then it takes you.
Yes, I know.
You should do that. Have you done? You haven't done that.
No, but I have seen these cars.
So do it before you go, because it's unbelievable, right?
Yes.
It's,
when we saw for the first time with my husband, we stopped and looked at it like this. No driving. And we saw this kind of thing on the top.
Yeah.
Oh, we have heard about these cars.
Yeah.
They are the cars without driver. With
yeah.
People. Yes.
So Phoenix is, we're really good for it. It's,
yes.
it's very good here, but not the whole U.S.
Yeah.
But it's a great story for you to take back to wherever you are,
yeah.
because you sit in the car and it's magic,
yes.
right?
It's magic. My husband, he has been working as a pilot.
Oh, really?
Yes, in military,
yeah.
not civil
airports
or things like that. Because of his health problems, he didn't fly since he was 40.
Okay.
And when he became not retired, but because of the reforms and things like that, he couldn't work more in the army because
okay.
of the
yeah.
government report. And I said to him, please, we didn't have a car at the time. Please go make this kind of practice with a car. So we need a car now.
Yeah.
And he said, no. Because
so he doesn't drive,
yeah,
but he flies airplanes.
Yes. Imagine. And when he saw this car, he said, no, oh, you'll never go in without a driver.
Oh.
Because he's phobic in the sense of he has flying.
Phobic, yeah.
Yes. But he could not drive.
So you tell him that I make airplane engines, aircraft engines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So corporate jet engines, so these big, nice Jeff Bezos from Amazon. He drives in an $80 million plane with engines that are made in East Germany.
Ah.
So I went to make the engines
wow.
in East Germany. So your husband say you talk, who is this me? I'm an engineer and I make airplane engines, okay? East Germany now has very nice aircraft engines for Gulfstream. You probably won't remember, he might know. But he flew airplanes, huh? Probably Russian airplanes, probably, yeah? MiGs, huh? Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, our American engines, British, we make better engines than the Russians, right? Anyways, nice to say. Is he coming back? Where'd he go?
Maybe he has passed because we want to stay a little bit with the child.
Yeah. The very park. Nice to talk. My name is Michael. What's your name?
Suri.
Suri.
Suri means I.
I. Suri.
Suri.
I. Remember the I.
Yes.
I. Suri. And what language do you speak?
Albanian.
They have your own language.
Yes.
And there's 10 million people or how many?
No.
Six?
About four.
4 million and you have your own language.
Yes.
Whoa.
We have our own language, traditions, culture. We have everything.
4 million people.
Yes.
Wow.
But well, a lot of Albanians are everywhere.
Okay.
In the world.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it was really nice to meet you.
Nice. Thank you so much for the time.
And keep telling your story.
Yes. Thank you so much. Have a
good
day.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. How about that, podcast listeners? Special guest. Did it keep going? It's still going. 31 minutes. That was special. Suri, what a special treat. Well, I don't want to go too long. But that's kind of like the nature, right? Of the buddies owners, Arizona Schnoodle Walks. You never know what might come up just walking down the street. So right here in Coulter between 3rd and 5th, I think it is. Yeah, 3rd and 5th Avenue. Suri with her little baby and her husband who couldn't speak. He understands English, but he couldn't speak too well. And he took the baby while Suri enjoyed communicating. So hopefully they take a Waymo. That's what I was talking about, the Waymo car. I love that experience. So I try to tell everybody, make sure when in Phoenix, take a Waymo until the Waymos come to you. Let's go, bud. Bud was so patient. You notice he didn't say anything during that conversation. He just let me talk. Bud's the best dog. Everybody, we all love Buddy, don't we? Except for when he pees on stuff inside the house. There he is. He's lifting his leg. Speak of the leg lifter himself. He just peed on a bush. Oh, my gosh. Well, I feel energized after that part. Or was I energized going into it? I think that's the thing. So I'm thinking a lot about energy levels, right? So some people are more energetic than others, right? So Suri was just on fire this morning. I hope you could hear that with my AirPods. And I didn't even tell her that she was a surprise guest on the podcast. We're kicking off 2024 with a great edition, surprise edition, of Albanian stories. 4 million people. Wow. Their own language. How about that? That's amazing. Of course, I love my Berliner stories, so that's all good. And she's working with trauma students. And I guess that doesn't change whether you have 4 million people. There's violence against women, there's trauma, that's a fascinating subject. The old subconscious mind, folks. And the impact our early childhood experiences have. So there you go. Suri, fantastic. I don't know if I'll ever see them again. But maybe I will. Maybe I'll go for a walk again and bump into it. So I think I will close the podcast off with that and check on what's happening next. I got to check my emails, keep the jet engines going, right? Got to keep the jet engines going. So, and it smells a little bit like weed. That's another thing in the culture, the weed culture. Yeah. a whole nother subject on that. Weed. So that's that. I'm in the shade now and it's really cool. But I think that's it, folks. So remember, anything you want me to talk about, you know, because I know I don't cover everything that you wanted to hear about. Can you believe that? In 35 minutes, I didn't cover everything. So send me an email at sixsola@gmail.com. That's the number 6thsola@gmail.com. Because then I will be able to have some direct interaction to follow up on this amazing, the best content ever available in real time, January 2nd, 2024. I want something like this, don't we? We just want something like this in our lives. Some entertainment, some stimulating conversations, like the one we just had with Suri. Wasn't that great? That was great. Just walking by. What you can bump into, it reminds me of Carrie Phipps and the Do Talk to Strangers, because that was a Do Talk to Strangers moment. And the amazing experience that was for me, for you, for anyone who, for him who has ears to hear. How's that? For him who has an iPhone, Android, for him who has a mobile device or a computer and has the curiosity, of course, because we're a high curiosity podcast. I don't know. I'm still developing. I'm getting clarity, as some people say, right? Get some clarity. But this has been fun. I don't know. I hope the audio quality was great, because I don't really have a monitor and I don't expect to be having guest speakers, so to speak. I don't expect to have guest speakers on the podcast. So I don't know if the AirPods pick all that great conversation up. I hope so. But I'm going to put it out to the universe. So it's going out to the universe. Change. Talk about change. It's a massive change that's taken place in the last 50 years. As honoring Dr. Ingrid Jarmatz from East Berlin, when she commented that she was astonished that Germany could go through such a change without any gunfire, without a war. How could Germany just reunify without a war? She was just so amazed. But that was the end of it. So I will talk to y'all later. So have a great one. We all want something just like this. Bye.